Reading 1.
Knowing your tastes. Food likes and dislikes. Why do some people love spicy food and others hate it? Why do many people dislike broccoli? Why do some people want sweets all the time? Human taste is not as simple as liking or disliking something. The kind of tongue you have can affect your food choices and your health. How the tongue works. The human tongue is made up of a group of muscles and taste buds that work together to recognize taste. The average adult tongue has 10,000 taste buds, which are tiny bumps located on the tongue. Tiny hairs on the end of the taste buds tell us whether food is sweet, sour, bitter, or salty. The taste buds send messages to the brain as chemicals from the food enter the nose. Together, the taste buds and nose tell the brain exactly what the tongue is tasting. This complex system helps humans survive by recognizing which foods are safe and which might be dangerous. Non-tasters, medium tasters, super tasters. Although all humans have taste buds, we do not all have the same number of them. Medium tasters typically have 10,000 taste buds. These average tasters make up about 50% of the world population. Non-tasters, 25% of the population, have half the number of taste buds as medium tasters. The remaining 25% are super tasters. Super tasters have 4 to 6 times as many taste buds as non-tasters, and twice as many as medium tasters. See Figure 1. Research shows that super tasters are more likely to be women and from Asia, Africa, and South America. Different worlds for different tasters. Super tasters live in a very colorful world of tastes. Non-tasters live in a gray world, and medium tasters are somewhere between the two. Super tasters think that a lot of foods are too strong, in addition to having more taste buds. Super tasters are born with a gene that makes them sensitive to bitter foods. Consequently, they dislike broccoli, cauliflower, grapefruit, and even coffee. With more taste buds, they can more easily feel fatty foods in their mouths. As a result, they stay away from high-fat food items like French fries and sweets. They are also very sensitive to pain on the tongue, so they avoid spicy food. Non-tasters, on the other hand, experience fewer tastes in general, so they can enjoy hot foods like chili and pepper with much less pain. Super tasters, non-tasters, and diet. As a rule, humans avoid foods that taste bad and eat foods that give them pleasure. Since super tasters avoid bitter fruits and vegetables, their diets are sometimes not balanced, which could put them more at risk for certain types of cancers. However, they also dislike fatty and sweet foods, so they tend to be thinner and at lower risk for heart disease and diabetes. In contrast, non-tasters like foods high in fat because their tongues do not react negatively to them. All people should pay attention to what they eat. But non-tasters and super-tasters must be more aware of the foods they are consuming or avoiding and find other ways to make up the difference. What kind of taster are you? If you can identify which kind of taster you are, you will be able to make more educated choices about your diet. This simple test can show whether you are a non-taster, medium taster, or super taster. Put a small amount of blue food coloring on your tongue. Take a piece of notebook paper, the kind with three holes punched out, and put one of the holes over your tongue. Your taste buds will look like little pink bumps on your blue tongue. Count how many bumps you see in the hole. If there are five bumps or fewer, you are a non-taster. If there are 30 or more, you are a super taster. If there are between 5 and 30, you're a medium taster.